Ralphie Show hanging out right now with last year's American Idol winner, Mr. Philip Phillips, hanging out. Philip, thank you for making some time, man. Of course, the new album, The World from the Side of the Moon, out now.
Yeah.
And the next single, Gone, Gone, Gone. I actually kind of want to start off this interview, Philip, on kind of a serious note. I reached out to your fans. I usually do this when I have an interview, and I said that, you know, if you have any questions for Philip Phillips, let me know.
Yeah.
One fan in particular sent me a link to a blog from a veteran who had returned from combat battle.
Okay.
And is battling PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay.
He's based in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and he did a whole blog about how your new single helps him deal with PTSD.
Wow.
His name is Max Harris, and we're actually going to call him right now.
Okay.
With songs, with music, you know, we talk about songs getting played on the radio and hits and what the next single is, blah, blah, blah. This kind of transcends all of that.
Yeah.
And I think it's the most important thing. And it's also PTSD is something that isn't talked about, I think, enough in the media.
Yeah.
With our soldiers returning from overseas. Hi, Max.
Hey.
Ralphie Aversa from The Ralphie Show. And we got Philip Phillips here.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Max, I just kind of gave Philip a brief kind of synopsis of your blog post that his fans has gone viral within his fan base and everybody's kind of shared around. Talk a little bit to us, Max, about Philip's new single, Gone, 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 and how that's kind of helped you deal with PTSD.
It's one of those things where this past weekend I had some pretty horrible nightmares stemming from my service overseas, and I really needed something to calm me down. And ever since I purchased your full album this past week, the song Gone, 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 I've been repeating it over and over. Something about the lyrics really resonated with me. And when I was really, really upset and really at a loss for what to do, I couldn't go to sleep Saturday night, and I got my iPad and I plugged it in, and something about the lyrics in that song, I heard things differently that time, and it finally put me at peace to the point where I could finally lay down and go to sleep.
Wow,
and
man.
I wanted to thank you, Philip, for the amazing things that you're doing. It's been a long time since a storyteller has come along who really conveys that emotion in his music.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
Philip, when you hear this, because, you know, again, you know, you're doing a lot of interviews, you're talking about the next single, and you're talking about the music video and the new album. But when you hear a story like this, I mean, how does it make you feel?
Man, it's even throughout home, man, you hear so many stories, and now this, and it's, I don't know, it gets you, for me, it starts making me think a lot, you know, and how, you know, music affects me in a lot of ways. It's very therapeutic for me, and then once you share it with the you know, people in the world, you hear so many stories that come out of, you know, like this, how it's helped someone, and it's amazing. And you know, I respect you a lot, Max, for what you've done. You know, you're more of a man than I am, definitely, and I'm glad I can help, you know, in the ways that I try, I guess, anyways, with music. So I really appreciate you telling me your story, man. It really helps me to, you know, want to keep pushing on and you know, trying to help others as well.
Well, I definitely appreciate your music, man. I really do.
Thank you, Max Harris, again, he founded the website combatveteranswithptsd.com. Max, thank you for your service and for what you're doing, and I appreciate you making some time.
Thank you.
Dude, this hasn't been the easiest ride for you.
Yeah.
You hear a story like that, it's got to make things a little bit easier and help put things in perspective.
You know, you don't really expect a lot of that, you know, because I'm just a guy that wants to play music. And then once you share what I write, you know, throughout music, whatever, you share it with the rest of the world, then you know, that's the beautiful thing about music. They can take it how they want it, how it helps them. And it's a little nerve-wracking when you do that, because that's a big story.
I mean, totally.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just at a loss for words like that, you know. And it's,
because you don't realize the influence you're going to have.
Exactly. I think for any musician, even the musicians who've been doing it for years, who still get to hear stories like Neil Young or older, you know, musicians, they still hear those stories. And I don't know if you'll ever, you know, overcome that, because it's always just so new.
Absolutely. Philip Phillips is here on The Ralphie Show. We're talking about Gone, 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 the next single from his album. And it's one of three songs, the other being Home and the last track on the album, too, that you don't have a writing credit for. This is correct?
Yes.
Are you cool with that?
No, I wasn't, but
I knew it.
they came up to a deal, and because I told them I'm not going to have an album that, you know, I'm going to at least co-write everything or write everything, and really, I'm not counting Home yet, because Home was out way before.
All right, okay.
And so off the album, the new songs, like, you know, So Easy and Gone, but because they came up to me, you can have the rest of the album, you know, if you just let us give you two songs. I was like, I couldn't really pass that up, you know, for a new artist. And so I did that, and they came up with a couple other tunes that I just did not like. And And so I got, you know, got one of them, you know, switched, you know, to gone.
So at least, with, because home wasn't even intended for you at all, and that just kind of fell on your lap. But at least with this one, you had some influence in singing it and putting it on the album.
Exactly, and help putting it together and whatnot. So it was, that's a different story instead of just hand it to you.
Right.
Like, here it is.
Got it. Well, coming up with Philip Phillips, what's his relationship like with Interscope label head and idol mentor Jimmy Iovine? And a special guest, surprise guest, in studio. Wait till you hear Phillip's reaction. It's all next on The Ralphie Show.